Well, you know, any college student or any student that's thinking about going to college in the fall semester in August, could be a high school student getting ready to graduate or an adult learner thinking, hey, I would like to go back to college.
What about someone that has scholarships already? Is this something everyone should apply for no matter what?
You know, I think so. Financial aid includes things like student loans as well as grants and scholarships. And so even if a student has a lot of scholarship money coming with them to college, you know, maybe they're going to need a student loan to shore things up. They need to fill out the application for financial aid and make sure they have everything ready.
Now, is this a complicated process? I need to bring financial records from the last 20 years and stuff, or how easy is all this?
It's pretty easy. It's not that complicated, and it's gotten easier over the years. For the coming school year, parents and students should bring 2014 income information, and that would include maybe W-2s, a tax return if they have it done, maybe current asset information, things like that.
Now, I know, because I've heard you people talk about it, sometimes it gets a little complicated if there's
you
a divorce.
You people.
Yeah. You people. But if there's a divorce in the family and we got to get dad's tax return and all that, does it get sticky sometimes?
Well, of course it can. But we have financial aid professionals here at College Goals Sunday from IU, IUPUI, and Ivy Tech that can help parents and students kind of sort those things out. You know, what parent needs to fill out the form? And sometimes you don't have to get a non-custodial parent's information.
Okay. And one of the things that we want to make clear is this is not just Ivy Tech doing this. This is a conglomeration of colleges coming together to help the people.
You know, it is, and it's all under the umbrella of the Indiana Student Financial Aid Association. And we do this in 36 locations around the state. So even if you're from Bloomington but you're visiting Grandma in Fort Wayne on Sunday, you can go to the College Goals Sunday in Fort Wayne and get your FAFSA done.
Okay. And what are the hours?
We open the doors around 1:30, and the event starts at 2 o'clock, and we stay open till 4. And this year, it's really exciting because we are hosting an education-type fair as well as College Goals Sunday. So IU admissions, Ivy Tech admissions, the Department of Veterans Affairs, adult scholarships at IU, 21st Century Scholars. We have a host of information tables available this year in conjunction with filling out application forms.
Do I need an appointment, Pat?
Nope. Just show up.
All right. And
it can't be that easy. Come on. What's the catch?
It really can. The FAFSA takes most families 15 to 20 minutes to complete.
What's the hang-up? Why don't people think that they need this? What's the sell? I don't want to say selling point. That's not what I'm talking about. But there's always fear. What's the hurdle that people have to get over?
You know, I think it's just because it's unknown to a lot of families.
Okay.
And when you sit down and try to do your taxes, I don't know about you, but I find it daunting. Well,
paid professionals.
Yeah, there's paid professionals. Well, we're the free help, and we know our stuff, and we know how to help people through this form. Even though we don't perceive it as difficult, of course someone who's never done it before can look at it and go, what? So, you know, we're there to kind of guide them and help them through that process.
Pat, if they bring all their papers and they come there on Sunday, will they be done then theoretically when they leave on Sunday?
Yeah, theoretically they can get it all done and submitted. And the important thing about coming Sunday is that the state of Indiana has a March 10th deadline for state financial aid programs.
All
right. And so we're kind of doing this in advance, saying, hey, at least get it started on Sunday. If you need to do something, you know, at home to complete it, great, get that done, but get it done before March 10th.
Once again, Pat, what do they need to bring?
W-2s or tax returns for 2014 and any sort of untaxed income information that they might have and maybe a general sense of what their assets, their cash, savings, and checking accounts.
Okay.
Pat, great job as always. And again, if people need some more information, what is the easiest place to get it before Sunday?
You know, the College Goals Sunday website is the easiest place, and that's collegegoalssunday, all one word, www.ecoregion.org.
Way, way, way too easy. And it's a good job. Again, trying to get rid of these hurdles to get people out there.
Absolutely.
And what's the worst thing that can happen? You can find out you're in, right?
That's exactly right. The worst thing that could happen is that you would get financial aid.
And that just, again, get out there and have some fun. Pat, we appreciate your time on a Tuesday morning, and we'll see you this Sunday. Give me the hours one more time.
2 to 4 o'clock.
There you go, right in the middle of the afternoon, and it should be somewhere in the low 20s by then, so hopefully we can either ice skate or take our dog sled over.
Well, I know. I've been watching the weather report. It's going to be beautiful.
Inside 70 and calm. You're exactly right. Pat McCafferty from Ivy Tech. We appreciate her time this morning. College Goal Sunday, Keith, this Sunday, 2 to 4. No appointment necessary.
At Ivy Tech
Come
on the west side.
Come on by. Make sure you just got your financial information so you can get the aid.